It is 4:15. I'll be okay. 4:15. Time for Sarah's Big Horse. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Is time telling is not an Olympic sport?
No, it's good.
I would not be on the team.
Right.
What are we talking about today? The Wiki Corner, Winter Olympic Sports?
Winter Olympic Sports, yeah. So today we're talking about one of the more interesting ones, I think.
Yeah.
And it is the biathlon.
Oh, yes.
And that's, the winter sport that combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. Seems like two kind of odd things to be combining, skiing and shooting. But there's a good reason behind it.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it then.
So it is treated as a race with contestants skiing through a cross-country trail whose distance is divided into shooting rounds. The shooting rounds are not timed per se, but depending on the competition, missed shots result in extra distance or time being added to the contestant's total. So
gotcha.
If you miss a shot, you got to do like an extra lap.
Mm.
So
that's, really?
Yeah.
It's like punishment in gym class.
So the sport has its roots in hunting techniques that have been used in Scandinavian countries for centuries.
Mm.
Hunters would often take to skis with rifles mounted on their backs to find their prey.
Mm.
That's kind of the origins of that.
Answer.
In more modern times, the military adapted training exercises using the same techniques, and eventually it became a skills competition for the top performers. These strategies were later used by the Swedish and Norwegian militaries, and in fact, the first recorded biathlon competition occurred in the 18th century between the Swedish and Norwegian militaries.
Those, incidentally, two of the most feared militaries in the world, the Swedish and the Finnish
military. They're very good at skiing and shooting.
Yeah, they'll sneak up on you in the wintertime.
A predecessor of the biathlon in the Winter Olympics was an event called Military Patrol, in which athletes competed in cross-country skiing, ski mountaineering, and rifle shooting. And the biathlon became an official Olympic sport in 1916. So a biathlon competition consists of a race in which contestants ski through the cross-country trail system, whose total distance is divided into either two or four shooting rounds, and half of them you're laying down on your stomach, and the other half you're standing.
Okay.
Depending on the shooting performance, extra distance or time is added, and the contestant with the shortest total time wins. Now, for each shooting round, the biathlete must hit five targets, and they carry a .22 caliber rifle. Each rifle holds four magazines with five rounds each. Additional rounds can be kept on the stock of the rifle for a relay race.
Mm.
The target range shooting distance is 164 feet, and the target size varies according to position, with standing shooters aiming at a 4.5-inch target, while the athletes who are lying down shoot at a 1.8-inch target.
Jeez.
That is not a very big target.
No.
After you've just gone
cross-country skiing.
You're skiing very quickly,
sure,
right?
Sure, your heart's racing.
Right, then you got to, right. So athletes must manage to slow their heart rate from 180 beats per minute or more in order to stay steady on the shooting, especially if you're laying down.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a
sniper shoot.
Jeez, right.
That's great. Yeah.
So Germany and Norway have dominated the biathlon competition at the Winter Olympics, with Germany winning 52 with 19 golds and Norway winning 41 with 16 golds. And the biathlon is the only winter sport that the United States has failed to win a medal.
Not even a bronze?
Nothing. Nothing in the biathlon. Maybe that'll change this year.
I think this is going to be our year.
You think so?
Feeling strong.
I hope so.
Feeling strong about this. You picked out a record to go along with the biathlon, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yes, even though you do want to point out that
it is a rifle.
Not a shotgun.
But you get the idea.
I get the idea.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to fend off the complaint calls. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars and a Shotgun. Sarah Dearmides, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the biathlon,
yes,
which combines shooting, not with a shotgun, but with a rifle,
right,
and cross-country skiing. And that was part of our theme week on Winter Olympic Sports.
Now, which, incidentally, Winter Olympics already underway.
Yeah.
Opening ceremony is tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Go.
Okay, the sport originated from Scandinavian hunting techniques.
The first recorded biathlon competition happened in the 18th century between the Swiss and Norwegian militaries.
And it is the only Winter Olympic sport that the U.S. has never won a medal.
Yeah. Let's step that up. Got to step that up. We looked at the thing here. There's a couple of people from Rochester that we figured out who are in the Olympics.
In the freestyle skiing.
Dylan Walchick.
and Chris Lillis.
And Dylan Walchick. Do we're allowed to say how they did, right?
It already happened, right?
Well, it's on the news site. I'm reading it on the website. No, 10th
place. Spoiler alert.
10th place in men's freestyle skiing moguls. 10th place. So that gets him a position on Saturday's competition in the first finals.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, there it is. Good. Good, good, good. Congratulations to him. Folks want to learn more about the biathlon, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link. Takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Now, right at the beginning of the Wiki Corner, we did say 91 countries are participating in the Winter Olympics. Yeah. And then we asked how many, well, I asked how many countries are in the world.
Right.
We looked this up. Siri, I'm citing my source, Siri says there are 195 countries in the world right now.
Okay.
As of right now. Right now. So all but 100 are taking part, which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonder who's left on. Well, it doesn't matter. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode. We'll wrap up the week with another Winter Olympic sport.
We sure will.
Super. Super. Have a good night.
You too.
Watch out for the snow. It's getting kind of greasy out there.
Yes, drive safely.
Jake Isles Band on the way. Van Morrison and more as we get closer to 5 o'clock in the legendary Drive at 5 on Legends 102.7.